She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. The spirit of bitterness can never be effective until it is ingested. I wish I heard you. No matter how bitter you become with someone, until you have ingested that bitterness, it cannot be effective. I might be bitter with you because something went wrong with our relationship, but I ain't gonna ingest it. Because to ingest it is to kill myself. Touch somebody beside you and say, bitterness destroys the host before it destroys anything else. And you can play like your goddess isn't God. You are not exempted from the spirit of bitterness. The Bible said in Genesis 3 and 6, she ate and gave it to her husband, and he did eat. Now watch me for a second. As with the case of Moses and the children of Israel in the book of Exodus 15 and verse 22 to 25, something happened that mystifies my mind. They were brought up out of the Red Sea. Talk to me, somebody. And they came to a place where they had no water. They had no food. I only got this when I got in prayer. And the Bible said they could not drink the water because it was bitter. How did they know it was bitter? Somebody had to taste it. I wish I could talk to you. But the Bible said that Moses, having heard their contention, and they began to curse Moses after they tasted the water. Have you brought us up to die again? Touch somebody and tell them, when you ingest bitterness, you curse the very life giver, because you're confused, because you're defiled, because you're depressed. I come to realize that even in the house of God, be not deceived, be not mocked. Some people are still tasting bitter water, and the Bible tells me in the book of Revelation, it shall be as wormwood, sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the stomach. I wish I could talk to you for a second, but the Bible said when Moses heard it, something rang out in his spirit. Touch somebody beside you and tell them, wait a while, we are getting deeper. When you taste bitterness, you can only become bitter. It's what you eat that makes your being. Live on sweet and you become diabetic. You got to be balanced. Touch somebody beside you and tell them, that's why the word of the living God say, wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, because he knows when you are ready to handle bitterness. There is a people who are called by the name of the living God. Bitterness might be around them, but their stomach is already filled with the essence, the presence of the word of the Almighty God. I don't need to enjoy bitterness. I don't need to taste bitterness. I come to the river at the ending of the day, when the last wind of sorrow has blown. I want somebody waiting to show me the way. So Moses had fed them and gave them water to drink previously. But now they came to a place where they were supposed to be waiting on God. And the Bible says they couldn't drink because the water was Mara, which means somebody had already tasted, and a rebellion was led against Moses because they began to murmur, "It's not my word, it's the word of a holy God." But how many of you know that to every season there is a new blessing? You have to learn that when you're in the gall of bitterness, did I say gall? As I use the word, I remembered when Jesus went to the cross, the Bible told me that they wet sponge with gall and put it at his mouth. Bitterness, gall is bitter. It's the last temptation that Jesus defeated before he was resurrected. No wonder why the devil thought he can use it in the church. Tell somebody, if Jesus defeats it, I'm able to do it, because no weapon that form against me shall prosper. It's not I, but the Christ that liveth, the Bible said, in me. I don't care where the bitterness is drawn from. There is a people who will stand firm in the liberty where God had set them free, and Christ has made them whole. Touch somebody and tell them, when the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing, it's the word of God, the principles, his spirit, his blood, and the name of Jesus that shall set me free. For the Bible tells me I overcome by the blood and the word. I'm a testimony. Shout his name.